limbs everywhere, and you're just thinking, oh my gosh, how bad is it going to be when we get there? So it was.
And you're the mayor. You got to worry about everybody.
Right.
I'm worried about my little flagpole that broke. Yeah. But you got to worry about everybody.
Yeah. But, you know, look, within minutes, on the phone with the police chief, with the deputy fire chief, with director of public works, director of parks, they're all out there coordinating, right? They know what's going on. And, you know, you got to do a little bit to encourage them to make sure they're communicating with each other and everybody's on the same page. But they were all out there immediately, sprung into action. And again, hats off to our public employees who've done such a great job in a pretty remarkable situation to keep us all safe.
And you hear the fire sirens, police sirens, kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Mayor, you going to be back May 28th?
I'll be here.
Okay, we got other things to talk about, including the downing of the YMCA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of sad to see that.
It's bittersweet. Yeah. It's bittersweet. I'm excited for what's next, but a lot of memories.
His Honor, Mayor Corey Mason, City of Racine, thanks for coming in on the last minute notice here. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's 8 o'clock on WRJN. Let's do the news.
Local news and time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker. President Trump has led expressions of hope and consolation following Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis.
The former president's team is calling this an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. However, they also noted that the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which does allow for effective management.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham, political analyst Larry Sabato.
Cancer struck down Biden's oldest son, Bo. He had an aggressive form of brain cancer. So, and I think most American families have had some cancer diagnosis somewhere along the line. So everyone can sympathize on that level.
And the former president has just posted a message on X thanking well-wishers and saying, cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. President Trump says he'll be talking to his Russian counterpart later to discuss a possible ceasefire in Ukraine, but says New Haven University's Matthew Schmidt.
It's clear that Vladimir Putin is the one that's controlling the pace of negotiations and whether or not meetings take place.
Pope Leo XIV has received Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the Vatican ahead of this latest U.S. push to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The pair also met with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who was in Rome to attend Leo's inaugural mass yesterday. What President Trump has called his big, beautiful bill is finally going to the House floor after the House Budget Committee finally voted it through last night. Speaker Mike Johnson.
There's a lot more work to do. We've always acknowledged that. Towards the end, there will be more details to iron out. We have several more to take care of. But I'm looking forward to very thoughtful discussions, very productive discussions over the next few days.
In addition to its tax cuts, the bill ups spending for the military and immigration enforcement while cutting funding for food stamps, Medicaid, and clean energy subsidies. Israel says it will send some food to Palestinians under siege in Gaza. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will allow a basic amount of food into Gaza to ensure that a famine does not develop there. The Israeli move comes amid a renewed Israeli offensive in Gaza that has killed dozens of Palestinians, according to Palestinian medical officials. Israeli press reports said the move is a temporary short-term measure until humanitarian aid distribution centers are opened in the next few weeks.
Golf. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship by 5 shots to claim his third major title yesterday.
I knew it was going
to
be a challenging day. You know, finishing off a major championship is always difficult, and I did a good job of staying patient on the front nine.
The tournament was broadcast on CBS, and the death toll from this weekend's tornadoes in Kentucky and Missouri has risen to 28. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. An 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night in Racine. A 16-year-old suspect has been arrested. Police say the investigation is ongoing. The Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha Casino cleared a major hurdle after a federal agency rejected a proposal last week. It would have limited gaming around Milwaukee. That's all according to the Kenosha News. The amendment allows the $360 million project to proceed. The casino still needs federal and state approval and is planned for land near I-94 and 60th Street. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And several Kenosha Unified High School theater productions were recently honored in statewide ceremonies. Several of the Jerry Awards are coming to Kenosha, with major prizes including Outstanding Musical and Lead Performer. The statewide Jerry Awards program honored over 500 achievements in high school musical theater this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51. Tonight, breezy, cloudy, scattered showers after midnight, low of 44. Tomorrow, breezy with rain likely, and there could be heavy rain, an inch to an inch and a half or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. Our high tomorrow, near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
My mom's been leaving me longer and longer messages. I don't know what it is about the mom message. A lot of detail. The mom message. She's like, hi, it's your mother. It's 7:34 on Tuesday. Oops, 7:35. The clock just turned 7:35. Must have been at the end of the 4 when I said 7:34, because now it says 7:30. I just sit with my finger on the erase button, but you can't hit it in case the end of the message is like, I'm being attacked. So you have to sit there like, oh my God, hurry up. I can feel myself getting older. That's about it. I get back at her, though. I treat her like she's senile in public. That makes her crazy. I go, don't put that in your mouth. That doesn't belong in your mouth, mother, right? She's like, stop it, Kyle. My name's not Kyle, it's Peter. I'm your son, Peter, remember?
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I commit late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take.
go. Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:11. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 51. Chance of showers, lows 46 tonight. Showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow, highs near 51. We're up to 46 degrees with a cloudy sky here at Radio Park. How could these school employees ever thought it was possible to do something like this? A teacher in Kentucky suspended after allowing a student to dress as a member of the KKK for a history project. A Minneapolis elementary school staff member was hit with felony charges after bringing a bag of stolen guns into the school where a student found them. He said he thought the guns would inside, brought him inside because it wouldn't be safe locked in his car. How did these people come up with this? How do they think it's even possible to get away with this stuff, huh? Do you believe in magic? Here come the Lovin' Spoonful.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about
awful streets, and when the cutting was done, the only part that was
that is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
He never really lived to see his success, Jim Croce. He died early on in the plane crash going to one of his gigs, I think in Texas or down south somewhere. And most of his songs hadn't been released yet. And that's one of his big hits. Jim Croce, don't mess around with Jim. 8:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, we're welcoming Racine Harborfest back to Rock the Lakefront on June 13th and 14th. Live music from 9 bands, including a foreigner tribute band from Feels Like the First Time on Friday night. Bella Kane in on Saturday night. They're a fan favorite. All week, we'll get 4 packs of tickets to give away here on WRJN. We'll tell you when to call in between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can see all the details at RacineHarborFest.com and listen all week to win tickets, a family 4-pack from WRJN. You know what? You know what I feel like doing right now? I feel like giving away a family 4-pack of tickets to Harbor Fest. You want to win some? All right. Give us a call if you haven't won any yet in the past 60 days. Nothing with us in the past 60 days. Give us a call right now. 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. Again, 262-634-9756. When all the calls come in, I'm going to plunk down on one of them and give them a family 4-pack of tickets like right now. What's your first name? Yeah, first of all, turn down your radio. You got it?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your first name?
Nicole.
Nicole, just turn down your radio a little bit there if you can, Nicole. You got it?
Okay, yeah, I turned it down.
Okay, good. All right, Nicole, a family 4-pack of tickets to go see all the bands, all the fun at Harbor Fest. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, and you want them. No charge. No charge.
Just
the only thing you have to be nice to your fellow neighbors from now on.
For sure.
Okay. Hey, Nicole, what town are you calling from?
Racine.
Racine. Okay, Nicole, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. We'll have more tickets to give away all this week here on WRJ. And Nicole won a family 4-pack of tickets to Harbor Fest. That's great, isn't it? I like giving stuff away, especially when it's not mine. 8:19 at WRJN. Time for Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate that and wants no part of it, and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the French is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent. Not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/uw7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/uw7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Add a Jack Centurio jersey to your collection on June 7th when the Brewers give away 25,000 Churio replica jerseys at the game against the Padres, courtesy of Chevrolet. Don't miss this one. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble.
Kenny King, Stand By Me, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Time for Odd But True. Never overestimate the intelligence of the American people. A&W Root Beer, you know the A&W stands, tried to one-up McDonald's in the 1980s by selling a one-third pounder burger, a third pounder. But it flopped because Americans didn't realize that a third pounder burger was bigger than a quarter pound burger. Never overestimate the intelligence of the American people, huh? Oliver, this is from the Broadway musical and the movie Hair. A lot of great songs came from that musical. Here's one of them. Good Morning, Starshine. Here's Oliver. Morning, Starshine Oliver. It's 8:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. City of Racine crews are still cleaning up storm damage. Today is another day for tree limbs and branches to be picked up. Those should be placed in the right-of-way for collection. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station have special hours to help get rid of storm debris. They're open through mid-afternoon. This week, bulky item pickup is being expanded to allow more than five items without stickers on regular trash days. Leaves and grass aren't being collected curbside, and those must be dropped off at the Pearl Street facility. There's more about the City of Racine's response to last week's storms at WRJN.com. Racine police are still gathering information after an 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night. It happened at a home on Prospect. A statement says a suspect was arrested after the shooting at around 10:30 Friday night. The family ended up taking the boy to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say an investigation is ongoing. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin shut down suddenly Friday. Staff and community members arrived to find the Racine facility closed without notice. Read all about what happened and where their funding was coming from online at racinecountyi.com. Some Kenosha Theater kids are celebrating. Kenosha Unified players have been recognized with several prestigious 2025 Jerry Awards for their outstanding achievements in musical theater. Productions from Bradford and Indian Trail High Schools took home top honors, including Outstanding Musical, Outstanding Lead Performer, and Awards for Direction and Design. The statewide Jerry Awards program celebrates the best in high school musical theater, with over 500 awards presented this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51. Tonight, breezy, cloudy, scattered showers after midnight, low of 44. Tomorrow, breezy with rain likely, and there could be heavy rain, an inch to an inch and a half or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. Our high tomorrow, near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
My girlfriend, she's a go-getter. She's a morning person. She's very productive. I'm not used to that. You know, my previous girlfriend had no ambition. And in hindsight, I didn't know how good I had it. My last girlfriend, I used to ask her, I go, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? She's like, oh, nothing. Well, consider it done. All right. That was the only time I ever felt like a provider in my whole life. Really. I was like, hey, if you want nothing to happen, I'm quite a catch. But we're doing well, me and the last. We're doing very well. The only thing we bicker about is food, because I think she overthinks it. Like, one night we're out, and I go, hey, let's get some Thai food. Here's my girlfriend. No, I can't have Thai food today. I had Thai food yesterday. Oh, well, people in Thailand manage pretty well. Now she's on an organic kick. She buys everything organic. Back at the apartment, we have organic peanut butter. If you haven't had organic peanut butter, you can make it. Take your regular peanut butter and pour oil on top of it. And then somehow remove all the flavor. I don't know how to do that, but just do it. Lastly, take a $10 bill and drop that in the garbage right there. You got the organic peanut butter.
Chairman of the board, give me just a little more time. 8:37, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 51. Chance of showers tonight, lows 46. Showers, thunder bumpers tomorrow with a high near 51. Right now it's 46 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. All right. A bride is going viral for her cost-efficient decision to serve chilies at her wedding. She says she paid $1,950 for 99 guests. The average price for a wedding catering is about $75 a guest, which would have cost her about $6,000 more. Now, I don't mind it. That would have been I would prefer Arby's at a wedding, a beef and cheddar sandwich at a wedding. That would have been perfect for me. I would have loved something like that. Chili's, that's nice too. I don't mind it. 8:37 at WRJN with the Rascals.
I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I didn't have a laugh. All my trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long. Lonely too long. Lonely too long. Lonely. In the past, they've come and gone. I feel like I can't.
Train. You know, like when they backed up that song, the next song was Backstabbers. First they were in love, then they're stabbing your back. The OJ's local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 51. Right now, cloudy, 46 degrees. Cold out there. Whoa, what happened here at Radio Park? All right, more than half of American pet owners say their pet is their soulmate, and they believe their pet knows them better than anyone else, even their spouse. Isn't that something? But you got to remember this. Before you wish your pet could talk, remember what they've seen. You won't be happy to hear them talk, will you? Telling all the secrets. CCR, Creedence, sears up around the bend.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on.
CCR, up around the bend, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. This story is from our archives here. Is this the archive story? No, it's not the archive story. Oh, yeah, it is the archive story. Would you pay someone to make all your decisions for you? Or even better, what if they paid you for the privilege to make your decisions for you? It's a thing now. There's an app called Nunu that lets you charge people $5 to vote and make decisions for you. Like, what to have for lunch? Who to go on a date with? Then you have to do whatever they say and prove it, I guess, if they're going to pay $5 for it. What sucker's going to pay $5 to make a decision for you? I guess, again, never overestimate the intelligence of the American public. Hey, as Memorial Day weekend approaches, we're getting ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach area again. This year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep the summer fun hot all season long. Opening day for the Beachfront Oasis is this Saturday, May 24th, and there's live music all weekend from Full Flavor on Saturday, Jinx Lee and the Fabulous Ravens on Sunday, and the Route 66 Band Memorial Day. In between the bands, you'll hear our timeless hits on WRJN. Kick off summer this weekend at Racine's Beachside Oasis on North Beach with WRJN. Sounds great.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdeliracine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdeliracine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
W-R-J-N.
Sweet talking guy, talking sweet kind of lies. Don't you believe in him? If you do, he'll make you cry.
Chris Chiffon, Sweet Talking Guy, 853. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Hey, you ever know where the next hero's coming from? A San Antonio man's being called a hero because he figured out how you can mute those annoying ads that play on the pumps at gas stations. You never know where the next hero's coming from, huh? Here come the Animals. Frontman Eric Burton, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I want to thank my guest today, Nell Minow, the movie mom, and Mayor Corey Mason, the mayor for the city of Racine. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and his wax museum, and Kurt Bowman's coming up today at 2 o'clock, and the year he'll be selecting for his high school reunion, 1969. Be here.
Anybody here? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker. A former president thanks well-wishers following his diagnosis of advanced prostate cancer.
I'm Steve Kathan. This morning on X, former President Biden posted, "Cancer touches us all." He says he and wife Jill have learned that, quote, "we are strongest in the broken places." He concludes by writing, "Thank you for lifting us up with love and support."
Biden's cancer has spread, but it's not curable. But oncologist Tanya Dorf says there is hope.
Patients, even who are diagnosed with more aggressive, more advanced stage disease, can live many years and have good quality of life.
President Trump's due to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin in about an hour, hoping to make progress towards a Ukraine ceasefire. And in Rome, two top U.S. officials have met with the new peacemaker Pope.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican the day after attending the new pontiff's inaugural mass. Vance met yesterday with Ukrainian leader Zelensky, as well as EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni. A Vatican statement said talks focused on current international issues. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
The death toll from this weekend's tornadoes in Kentucky and Missouri has risen to 28. CBS's Nicole Valdez has been meeting survivors in hardest-hit London.